This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 50 for Friday, September 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. The steep losses are back for the ICE canola futures on Friday as the China situation makes its presence felt again after a one-day reprieve. At the final settlement, the November canola contract drops $18.70 at $569.20 per ton, and the January contract falls $19 at $580.90 per ton. Earlier this week, China announced it was planning to launch an investigation into possible canola dumping by Canada. That's in response for sharp hikes on tariffs for electric vehicle steel and aluminum imported from China. Adding to canola's woes are declines in Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil is falling back, putting more pressure on the vegetable oils. An analyst notes reports of less-than-expected yields on the prairies are from combining taking place across the region south. As the canola harvest moves north, yield should improve but likely won't reach Stat Canada's projections from the end of August. The Canadian dollar is pulling back on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.73 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 74 cents even. The United States Department of Agriculture issues its export sales report for the week ending August 29th. While old crop soybeans have net reductions of 228,000 tons, new crop sales are nearly 1.66 million tons. Soy meal sales consist of 41,000 tons of old crop and almost 435,000 tons of new crop. Soy oil has 1,900 tons in old crop sales and 3,300 in new crop. U.S. corn export sales have old crop net reductions of 173,000 tons, but new crop sales of 1.82 million tons. U.S. wheat sales consist of 340,000 tons of old crop and new crop net reductions of 10,500 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The November contract gives up 18.5 cents at $10.05 per bushel. October soy oil drops almost 1.5 cents at 40.21 cents per pound. October soy meal loses $1.60 at $320.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, December corn is down 4.5 cents at $4.06 per bushel. December oats pull back 6.5 cents at $3.52. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago December loses 8 cents at $5.67. Kansas City December drops 11 cents at $5.77.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December foregoes 12 cents at $6.14. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, September 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.